The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Welcome on back into Sports Talk, folks, here on WWL. Steve Geller, Deuce McAllister, and Charlie Long bring it till 8 p.m. this evening, getting into some LSU football talk with the Tigers reporting for camp today. First practice will be tomorrow. Zach Nagy, senior writer for Go 24/7 and CBS Sports, joining us here on WWL now. Zach, always appreciate the time, man. You ready for camp?
Yeah, man, I'm juiced. It's going to be a really good time. Obviously, you talk about this new-look team, new-look roster. This new era, man, it's a really exciting time for this program and a really excited time for Baton Rouge. So excited to get out there, man. I can't believe day one's tomorrow. This all season kind of flew by, even though so much happened.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, looking at this practice going on tomorrow for the first time, you're going to be out there getting eyes on the guys. What's something beyond the talent that you might be looking for in this team that's to building a genuine locker room chemistry right now?
Yeah, I think for me, man, it's going to be looking at Sam Levitt. And right. Seeing the growth that he's made this offseason. You're talking about a player who missed the bulk of spring camp. Gives you, you know, a little bit less rapport and chemistry than you'd like to have with your receivers. But nonetheless, he went out to Dallas this past weekend with a couple of his receivers, continued to develop that chemistry, and they're really hitting their stride. But fall camp is definitely going to be where I'm circling that, trying to see how they have their timing down, because he's full strength. But getting the timing down is obviously of the utmost importance. So Sam Levitt is definitely number one for me. And then the position battle at the defensive tackle room. I cannot wait to see how that transpires over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go from a defensive standpoint. You know, you were able to, you know, retain the DC over there. And what are you looking for that defense to be able to take the next step, just because you do have so much young talent on that defensive line? You know, you've got basically 3 5-stars that are vying for time up front, but also you have some experience in the secondary as well.
Yeah, it's a great question, man. I think when you talk about the interior D-line, man, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point this year they did start 2 true freshmen, that being Deuce Gerald and Richard Anderson. They are just that talented, and it's going to be so hard to keep them off the field. And then you throw in Lamar Brown, who was the number one athlete in America, who's going to start off fall camp on the edge slot. But we're talking about a 6'3", 295-pounder, who's going to likely slide inside as well and be versatile there on third down. So you have a ton of young talent, of course, up front. But the really strong point is that secondary, man. The safety room is bursting with talent. It starts with Ty Benefield, who I've talked about ad nauseum at this point over the last couple of weeks, and everybody has, right? A player who's bursting on the scene is going to be a player who's going to be really spearheading this defense in the secondary at the safety slot. You talk about Tamarcus Cooley. You talk about Deshaun Spears. And then DJ Pickett and PJ Woodland. That secondary is really, really talented. It's bursting with talent. I don't know if I can say that enough. There are so many bodies there that are really cooking this offseason. Fall camp is going to give them another opportunity to get that rapport and that chemistry down, of course, leading into week one against Clemson.
You're talking about the young guys on that interior defensive line, but who else would you say would need to step up alongside that young talent to this? You know, we need to establish here a more consistent SEC pass rush.
Yeah, it's going to be Auburn transfer Malik Blockton, who down the stretch of spring camp was taking first-team reps with Deuce Gerald. Kind of has a really strong 1-2 punch there in the trenches. But Dominic McKinley is the name that all Louisiana fans are circling. A guy who's out of Lafayette, a 5-star player, who hasn't necessarily taken that jump just yet that everybody's waiting to see from him. There's hopes that he did it this summer. and then leading into fall camp, that he can become a go-to contributing piece in that interior defensive line where, like we've alluded to there, man, it's a lot of young talent. But in order to compete in the SEC, you have to have that veteran experience, that veteran presence there. And we're hoping that Dominic McKinley can do that, of course. Malik blocked in the Auburn transfer. And lastly, Steph Green, a Clemson transfer with a ton of ACC experience under his belt in those big-time games.
Well, we talked earlier about Leavitt and, you know, what he brings in working with some of the receivers. And, you know when you talk LSU, you talk about Green. But give me some other skill position guys that need to take that leap. I mean, because offensively, there's always been a ton of talent there. But, you know, it's getting consistency out of those guys, whether it's receivers, running back, you know, and outside of Green and Leavitt. Give me a couple guys that have to kind of continue to make their presence known.
Absolutely, man. I'll give you three. It starts with Jackson Harris as a Hawaii transfer, a super talented wide receiver. And every single time I ask about him, it's always rave reviews. A super talented deep threat, just an explosive play machine. And last year with Hawaii, averaged nearly 20 yards per catch. So he's a game breaker, a player that Sam Leavitt's developing a ton of rapport with as well, with his receiving core. So Jackson Harris is number one, man. This is a guy who I expect to have a really strong fall camp and ultimately carry that momentum into week one against Clemson. Number two is going to be Dylan Jones, a guy who is just buzz galore is the way that I put it. I mean, Dylan Jones is a Wisconsin transfer who you need consistency in the run game. Lane Kiffin loves to rely on that at times, and I think he's going to be a guy who's carrying a majority of those reps. Talking about a guy who's 6'1", 6'2", 215 pounds, built like a Mack truck, can really, really utilize that leverage, that lower body strength to be big time in those holes. So I love those two. Jackson Harris and Dylan Jones stick out like a sore thumb. And then lastly, I'll go to another wide receiver, and it's going to be Winnie Watkins, a guy who's going to line up in the slot, extremely versatile, has a ton of familiarity in a Lane Kiffin system after transferring from Ole Miss this offseason. He's young. You know, it's going to take time for him to put it all together. But I think that when we get to SEC play and things start to ramp up, Winnie Watkins is going to be a big-time contributor for this offense. So those are the three that I'm really looking at from a skill position perspective, that being Jackson Harris, Dylan Jones, and Winnie Watkins. Really excited for them heading into August.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Zach, how confident are you right now in the offensive line starting five? I know we got Braylon Moore, Bo Borderline returning this year. High profile addition, like a Jordan Seaton in the mix. But overall, do we know, you have an idea at least, who that starting five for the O-line for LSU is going to be?
Yeah, down the stretch of spring camp, man, that group really hit its stride. And if we were having this conversation maybe in late March where it was the beginning of spring camp, you know, there were some concerns from a chemistry perspective, you know, I'd be pumping the brakes a little bit. But they hit their stride down the stretch of spring camp, had a really good summer from everybody that I've spoken to, and now they're looking to go into fall camp with a starting rotation right now of left tackle Jordan Seaton, Bo Bordelon, Braylon Moore, Aliyu Ba, and then at that right tackle slot, Weston Davis. That's from left to right. Those guys are really talented, and there's a ton of chemistry there. And there's one thing that I've really hinted at a lot today is chemistry. You know, if these guys can get that rapport down, they're going to be super, super solid this year. That's on both sides of the ball. That's everywhere. But when we're talking specifically in the trenches, those are the five that are going to be coming in likely as your first teamers. Devin Harper is going to try to compete for that left guard spot with Bo Bordelon. Darren Stray, the Kentucky transfer, is going to compete with Weston Davis for the right tackle spot. It's going to be fun. A lot of position battles to work through, but that O-line certainly has that core 3 to 4 guys that they know that'll be their week one against Clemson.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you concerned with some overall depth, you know, or is it certain position groups that may have some questions with overall depth?
There's definitely a concern in that cornerback room for me, man. Every single time I think about it, it's one that sticks out like a sore thumb. You have DJ Pickett, who's your phenom, right? 6'5", 195, just really, really talented physical abilities there. And then PJ Woodland, who's another guy, of course, that's going to be your 1-2 punch at the cornerback slot. But after them is where it gets really tricky. You don't have that much depth in the cornerback room. Jakeem Jackson is going to likely be your third cornerback in the rotation. But after that, it's very slim. So for me, the cornerback room where there's a lack of depth is definitely of a concern for me. But when you look at those other position groups, Lane Kiffin brought in 55-plus newcomers for a reason. He revamped this roster, had roster retention with some critical components at other spots. So this roster's loaded. But that cornerback room, man, that's the one that every time I look at it, it draws a little bit of concern, and maybe they took a big-time step during the offseason.
Zach, I wanted to pop in here and ask you about the running back room for LSU this upcoming season. You brought up Dylan Jones already, the Wisconsin transfer that, as you had mentioned, generated a ton of buzz throughout the spring, someone that Lane Kiffin personally complimented multiple different times about how good that he had looked. But you're also bringing back Caden Durham. You're bringing back Harlan Berry, the former five-star guys with SEC experience. Is it Jones, like, I know you have three guys in the backfield that you feel really good about, so it's a good problem to have, but how do you kind of see that backfield competition shaking out, and who's going to really be that RB1 as we enter that week one matchup against Clemson?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the million-dollar question, right? Is it going to be one where you rely on one back to kind of take the bulk of the carries, or are you going to operate with a stable of backs and give all three of them an opportunity, that being Dylan Jones, Harlan Berry, and Caden Durham? I think Kevin Smith has a really good problem on his hands, and that's having too much talent in one room. Now, you could even throw in UCF transfer Stacey Gage as a player that could likely contribute if need be. It's a great problem to have for this program. I think Dylan Jones, he continues to ascend. I would expect him to get some big-time run there. And then Harlan Berry. I mean, he's super versatile, right, Charlie? This is a guy that you can put in the slot and utilize as a pass catcher, too. He can unlock a bunch of different elements within this offense. So you don't necessarily just have to line him up in the backfield. You can do a ton of different things with him. So I think Harlan Berry is going to be one of those players that can be utilized in a creative offense for Charlie Weiss and Lane Kiffin. Dylan Jones will be that muscle in the backfield. And I think that 1-2 punch is going to be extremely, extremely special this year. The one caveat and the one kind of outlier for me is, where do you utilize Caden Durham? And I think that's where fall camp is. We're going to try to get that answer, of course.
Zach, and I got to ask you, just with some of the news over the last couple of weeks and, you know, the meeting at the governor's mansion with some of the top donors, you know, we don't know exactly what it's called as far as the process, even the conversation completely. But where do you think, from an athletic standpoint, they go with the potential, not exactly a private equity deal, but something similar? Where do you think this goes? I mean, and we kind of understand and know where college football is, or where sports, athletic, college sports in general are with NIL and some of the transfer portal rules and the 5 for 5, you know, different things of that nature. But particularly for LSU, where do you think this model goes?
Yeah, I think you alluded to it right there beautifully, is we know which direction this is going in, right? It just continues to get crazier every single day. New rules, new regulations. It's hard for even me, being a guy who just covers college athletics religiously, it's even hard for me to keep up. But I'll tell you what, you're trying to stay away from private equity. Everybody knows that. That's something that, whether you're on social media, you're on the news, listening to the radio, of course, everybody talks about wanting to steer clear of private equity for a multitude of reasons, right? But for LSU right now, from a financial standpoint, you want to try to eliminate donor fatigue. You want to try to find other avenues, of course, to try to get that revenue a spot. And that's what Virgil Ausberry has been really having on his plate these last couple of weeks, months, et cetera. And so you're trying to explore those other options. And that's precisely what that meeting at the governor's mansion was for, to give the top donors their game plan. They'll come out with it, I'm sure, very, very soon to a certain, you know, detailed spot. But nonetheless, you're trying to avoid private equity. You're trying to find those big time revenue streams. And you want to make sure that LSU is in the prime position to be able to continue to compete. And the only way to seemingly do that nowadays is to have some big time, you know, checks some big-time Brinks trucks to back him up.
Zach, always great info. Appreciate the time, man. I know with camp starting up tomorrow, got to have a lot of stuff going on at go247.com. What can folks check out right now that you got up there?
Absolutely, man. I really appreciate it, of course, guys. And Go247, we're putting out a ton of fall camp practice reports in the next couple of days. A ton of recruiting buzz, man. As the calendar shifts to August, we're going to start to get close to these unofficial visits during the fall. So we'll have some recruiting coverage, of course, off-season buzz, you name it. A ton of stuff brewing on Go247. I got a 60% off annual VIP membership right now that a lot of people can utilize up until September. Make sure to check it out. A ton of really good stuff brewing over there.
It's always something hot at LSU, Zach. Always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, fellas. Talk soon.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zach.
Zach Nagy, the senior writer for Go247.com and also CBS Sports. And man, oh, man, I was just saying this whole offseason with the football program, obviously basketball going on, it just seems like content you is LSU.
Well, you got a lot going on. I mean,
never
got
a shortage of news.
Yeah, you got a lot going on, and I don't know how often that you've had a new head coach in both sports to happen. How about that? A new head coach basically in the same calendar year when you look at it, you know, whether it's December or January, both new head coaches in football and basketball.
And both coming at such high-profile situations and how it went down.
Well, how it went down, but, I mean, both are expected to say, hey, we need to turn this around.
Amen.
We need to turn it around. You know, we want to be back amongst the elite, going to the Elite Eight, you know, playing in the playoffs. And not just playing in the playoffs, we want to be in the Final Four of the playoffs. And so,
yeah, I'm just dying for some March Madness for LSU hoops, man.
Hey, we'll see.
Wade brought him there before, at least, so.
Exactly. He knows what it takes to get there.
Amen to that.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.